97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
My mouth is dry right now, guys. You know when you get the little white things out the edge of your mouth? Yeah. It's nasty as
crusties.
I honestly need some advice right here. I'm getting blown up via text at 877-971-HITS from our listeners. Let me give you a little bit of context. True life dilemma that I'm going through right now. So we're expecting our second baby, and we had a false alarm on Monday. I missed the show. We went to the hospital. My wife was having contractions, and she wasn't dilated enough. We got sent home. But right now, my wife, for the last hour and a half, has felt the strongest contractions she's ever felt every 5 minutes for an hour and a half. We have a game plan in place, though. And that is, if this happened for 3 hours, her dad and her mom at home right now with her. Her dad's going to drive her to the hospital. And if she gets admitted, she's like, I'll let you know and then come. That's what she told me the game plan is. So my question is, because people are texting me like, in all caps, what are you still doing at work? Get your ass to the hospital. Sincerely, a mother of four. I almost killed my husband for being late to my child's birth. She called it my child's birth, not our child.
Get here now.
So listen, call in, text in. What would you do in my situation right now? Because we have a game plan in place, right? And I'm following. Now, listen, if she texts me and says, baby, come, I'm gone, even though she hasn't been admitted. I will do that.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem is that you're probably like about an hour away from the hospital, right? And it's raining. So you don't know how long it's going to take you to get there.
Yeah, guys, be breezy on the 10, all right? You know, everyone pull over, let her get through.
I'll just stay on the line. I'll let you know exactly where I'm at as I'm going through Boyle Heights, the Diamond Bar, so on and so forth, and move out of the way. 877-971-HITS. What would you do in my situation? Call in or text, and especially if you're a dude that actually blew it, or you're a mom that, your baby daddy blew it and missed the birth or was late. What was their excuse? Why did they miss it?
Yeah, we want to laugh at that, and also we want to make Edgar really nervous.
Because
we're getting texts right now like, you already told your baby, the baby already heard your plan, she's going to blow him up.
Yeah.
And judging by, baby number two is already a little bit of a troublemaker, pump faking you guys the other day to go to the hospital. I feel like she's the kind of little girl who's going to come out like, it was on my terms, Dad.
Yeah, you think Janet will throw it in my face if I do get there late later on in life?
Sure, yeah.
Hey, why?
I think that's going to happen.
Chelsea's like, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Oh, we are blowing up on the phones right now, so I have a feeling there's some strong opinions on this.
We do have the Jonas Brothers coming through at 9 a.m. Maybe I'll ask Kevin. He's a dad, right?
Yeah.
And see what he thinks.
Wait till then.
Maybe he'll drive you. You guys can carpool.
They have a helicopter, right, Jonas Brothers? Uber chopper?
We just got this one from the 909. Go, fool, go!
What are texts saying? What should I do, Ron?
I mean, resoundingly, everyone is like, go now. No one's like, yeah, listen to her. Everyone's like, she doesn't care what the plan is. We got one from the 818. Edgar, did you forget you live in L.A. now? Get your, I don't know if this is a bad word in Spanish, nalga, to the hospital now.
Nalgas is your booty.
Okay. I love it when listeners hit me with Spanish. So I'm like, get your hand on the dump button. Yeah. I don't know what this means.
By the way, because you just said that, Brian, you're going to get texted so many bad words now. You need to tell me first off the air what you're about to say.
Run them by everybody. We got this one. After the first one, the second one comes sooner. Run, Forrest!
All right, let's go to the phone line. Stacy from Trabuca Canyon. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What should I do, Stacy?
First of all, congratulations. It's so exciting.
Nice. You know what? Thank you, Stacy, because you're the first person that's not just ripping me a new one.
Well, don't. She's going to rip you, too. She just wants to be like, first of all, congratulations, but...
not at all. I'm not going to rip you one at all. I have a really funny story to tell.
Yeah.
First of all, I think you should go. At the time, this was my second child. Mm-hmm. My baby daddy thought, like, he knows I have an obsession for buffalo wings. And I called him. I called and I'm like, I'm in labor. Like, this is happening. You need to get home. Take me to the hospital now. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And I'm like, all right, like, he should be here. He stopped off at Buffalo Wild Wings to go get me food. Because he thought I would want wings. I was angry.
You're like, fool, I don't need Asian zing. I need to go to the hospital.
I need an epidural, not wings.
So my advice is just when you do leave, just go straight there. Don't give her food. Don't think you don't want anything extra. Just go.
Hey, but we both love tacos. We got to celebrate with some tacos, and she wants some rosé. So, no?
Do the tacos and rosé after.
Yo, Uber Eats is for the tacos.
Thank you, Stacy. Love you. Congrats on your beautiful family. Appreciate you calling in, not ripping me too bad.
Thank you. Love you guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Andrew from Montebello. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Dimelo, bro. You're saying I should totally go right now.
Yeah, you should go, man. You should go because I'm a roofer and, you know, my first kid, we had the same game plan as you, man. And it went through. Everything was good. And then on the second one, we had the same game plan. And within 30 minutes, my wife got there, the baby was born, and I missed it all 2 times in a row, man. So my fourth baby, I made sure I was there because it's something you do not want to miss, man.
Wow. Has she ever forgiven you for missing the birds?
No. She still gives me stuff about it. Every other day, you know, I still hear about it.
Every other day? It's like a schedule.
Also, I have a feeling your kids, they're like, you weren't even at my birth, Dad.
Thank you, hermano. Appreciate the wisdom and congrats on your beautiful family, man. Shout out to all the roofers listening to us. Maybe you have a day off today because of the rain. What are our texts saying, Brian?
Well, you're correct. Now I'm getting nothing but Spanish texts I'm afraid to read. So thank you, everybody, for exploiting my whiteness on the radio for your pleasure. We got 714. Homie, get the F out of there and don't be like my baby daddy and stop for effing gas and snacks and drinks.
Whoa.
I didn't have time.
Aggressive. Yeah.
Holding on.
I was trying to hold it, but he missed the birth. And then we got Raphael says, Edgar, go! You're an hour away. Producer Brad, work on getting this man a police escort.
That's what we need. Yo, if you work LAPD or any police department, you can hook it up. Sheriffs, highway patrol.
I mean, you know, there are other things going on in LA that maybe the police need to be.
Chelsea, really?
Not in our world right now.
Chelsea, first of all, we started this topic and you're like, oh, this is so funny. And now you're trying to take my police escort away.
Well, because I think it's just funny seeing you squirm a little bit. Like,
Thank you, Chelsea. It's funny. DJ Majestic was saying off air, he's like, yo, man, all these people calling in telling you to go, but yet they're waiting for you to answer the call and talk to them on the phone.
Taking mad time.
I will tell you this, and we'll wrap up with this. I just texted my wife 5 minutes ago and I said, babe, do you want me to go home? I will go right now. And she said, no, babe, it's okay. Hang tight. Thank you, though.
Oh, she sounds chill.
I wish she would have said, can the Jonas Brothers give us a shout out?
So she's like, as long as one of the Jonas Brothers becomes the godfather.
That's
to our child.
Totally fair.
Jonas Brothers coming in about a half an hour, so stay tuned. And I'll keep you updated if I take off or not. And then I'll be on the phone. And if we can get a police escort, don't listen to Chelsea, help a brother out. And we'll see what happens. I am super excited. You guys know me, man. Family first all the way. I'm super excited to meet our second beautiful daughter. Such a blessing. And, you know, I'll drop whatever for them. But we have a game plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's super funny radio if you happen to miss it.
So stay tuned. Will I stick around for the rest of the show or not?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.